You have already ascertained the scope of the 1920 extension while viewing the outside of the church. Turn around now and face the back of the church to appreciate the extension from indoors. Before the construction, the space ended after the first bay. In other words, between the first and second window of the nave, starting from the transept. Now the church has a Latin cross plan. The large nave is covered by a barrel vault resting on robust pillars framing the side aisles. The transverse ribs of the vault rest on attached columns running alongside and reinforcing the pillars. The tops of the walls of the entire church feature a rhythmical scansion of round arches, also referred to as blind architraves. This upper section of the walls is covered with casings of Savonnière stones imported from Savonnières-en-Pertois in France. Blocks weighing 5 to 7 tons, about 11,000 to 15,000 pounds, were transported and then cut on the church premises. The physical property of this stone is its relative softness when cut, followed by hardening on contact with air, allowing the sculpting of elaborate reliefs. As an example, notice the lamb in the middle of the apse and the monograms surmounting the chapels. Above, the structure of the central vault is divided into four contiguous shells by the barrel vaults of the transept, creating an interesting effect of line and volume. The inside of Saint-Léon Church amazes with its amplitude and complexity, all the while preserving a beautiful unity. This impression is attributable to a cleverly designed decor, harmoniously integrating all elements of the church architecture. To learn more about the extent of the great project of the interior decor, please select Track 10.